Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Here at KUMD, we are counting down the days to the Duluth Homegrown Music Festival, and each year on Radio Gallery, I like to spotlight Ancillary Arts Night. It all happens on Monday, May 1st, with a full lineup of arts events, including a 5 p.m., the opening reception for the Homegrown Photo Show. That happens at the Red Herring Lounge. At 6 o'clock, it's the Homegrown Music Video Festival at Cinema 2, with local filmmakers paired with a song from a local band, and they get to create a music video. And then at 7:30, the Homegrown Poetry Showcase at Sacred Heart Music Center. This is a fun way for Twin Ports artists who maybe aren't musicians or aren't planning on playing to participate in the festival, whether it's carrying their camera out and taking pictures or submitting their work to one of the events for Ancillary Arts Night. Joining us today is Kit Perazowitz, the organizer of the Homegrown Photo Show at the Red Herring Lounge. I asked him how he got involved in the Homegrown Arts Night.
How I got involved was years ago, just showing up and taking pictures of Homegrown, and eventually someone started putting together a little annual photo show where people would just hang up their favorite prints that they took the previous year, and over time, the hands of who was organizing that kind of switched a few times, and back in 2015, they asked if I wanted to man it up that year, and I took it on and changed the format a little bit to a more of a juried exhibition, so instead of every photographer for themselves trying to print and frame and get it all put together at the last moment, they send in their images to me in advance, and then I have a changing crew of jurors each year who rate every image and judge them, and then we pick the best highly rated images from the whole pool and put together a nice, matted, framed, uniform gallery presentation.
And what a boon it is for the photographs of such a dynamic festival to have that curatorial effort. Talk about some of the people who are contributing to the photo show. There are a lot of photographers out during the festival.
There's always the names of people who've been around forever, like Rich Narum, who's been shooting this forever and was probably one of the original administrators of the first photo show. And a couple of the old school guys are still around. A lot of them have moved on and moved out of town, but I was happy with a lot of new names this year. Like, one submission was someone very young, and they're still just shooting the, like, underground house scene and like, all the punk shows that go on in private. And she put together a really good submission this year.
Talk about what it's like to try to photograph Duluth Homegrown. Music photography already has lots of challenges, from, you know, dark rooms and lots of people with your valuable equipment.
Depending on how much gear you bring, like having a backpack full of stuff kind of hurt your mobility. And I don't know, in past, I know some people get mad if you're like bumping into them with a bag on you. But
how do you manage a Friday night?
How each person manages, like each photographer would do it differently. Like last year when Max Magruder was shooting for KMD, his goal was to just hit as many shows as possible, get in, get some footage, just get out, move on. Me, I just carry my camera with me, and where I end up, I just shoot whatever happens. Like, I'm not as intense and focused. Like, I like to work more with the people and the crowds going on around the events. So it's what act is performing isn't as important to me as, like, who has showed up and what's going on in the ancillary. Every photographer who goes out has their own agenda. And some people like to just focus on the musicians, get really close to the stage, and others like to work further away and just shoot the people who are attending it and making the whole festival become as big as it is.
And that really does lead me to the question of having the annual photo show, I think really lends itself to encouraging more people to take pictures and be involved in documenting, not just to share on their social media, but to share it in the bigger venue and to bring them back next year and say, there was some great moments last year. And there's even the disposable camera element that looks like it's coming back again.
Yep. Yeah, the disposables will be back. And that was kind of birthed out of the same idea of like, all right, we got all the people who are really focused and know what they're doing. Let's give a bunch of people to people who just go and maybe get a little tipsy and have fun and just see what comes back.
The Duluth Homegrown Music Festival happens April 30th through May 7th here in Duluth and Superior. Ancillary Arts Night is Monday, and the photo show at the Red Herring is up through the month of May. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen, with music by Willie Murphy. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.